Independence Day, baby. Happy 4th of July weekend. Freedom's weekend. Your host, Ray I, Maddie G, the Vogler Vogler. Brian Clark's in the house.
Yes, sir.
Got the cowgirl over here, Michelle Johnson. Wagyu, right?
Yes, Wagyu.
Wagyu. And I got a great friend online. Hey, we went and had lunch yesterday at Smoky Bo's. This guy was missing in action. It was up in Iowa. He might still be in Iowa. But we did a little field testing over at Smoky Bo's. What'd you guys think of the restaurant?
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. First bite was like, wow. I was really impressed.
Great place.
Yes.
Good folks there. Too bad we didn't get to see the Frank man, huh? Yeah. Hey, let's run up to Iowa. I believe he's still in Iowa. He may be home. Mr. Mo himself, also known as Frankie Emo, also known as Frankie, also known as the Hitman, my turkey hunting brother and my great friend, Mr. Frank Emo with Smoky Mo's. Frankie.
And the pit.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, buddy. You still in Iowa?
No, I'm back.
Oh, great. Great. I thought you were still in Iowa. They said yesterday you was up there cutting wood.
They can't keep track of me, Ray.
That a boy.
And by the way, Ray, I love that gal there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something about this gal right here that you love. She left you 6 pounds of Wagyu ground beef at your restaurant, so don't let your cook say there's only 4 or 5, because she left you 6 pounds for you
to
try.
Okay? I was there last night.
Okay.
We just got our lines crossed up a little bit. It's
okay.
All right.
That's all right. Smoky Mo's, boy, you guys been on fire. You've been doing it. You got a couple new sandwiches. Business has been good. We haven't had you on in a while. Tell our listeners, I had the Mostrami last night. Tell our listeners about that sandwich. It was killer.
Thanks, Ray. It's a house brined pastrami. I brine it for about 14 days, smoke that pastrami for 16 hours, throw a half a pound of it on garlic bread with cheese.
Yeah, your garlic bread with cheese, by the way.
Yep, my real butter, real garlic, couple layers of Swiss, half pound of pastrami.
Wow.
load a bunch of slaw in there and then a homemade mustard sauce, and oh my gosh, isn't that good?
Yeah, I needed a cigarette after I ate that. I don't even smoke.
Maybe a cigar, right?
Yeah, probably a cigar, yeah. I wanted to tell you, your crew was awesome to our folks yesterday. They did a great job.
Very nice.
Well, awesome. I'm sorry I missed it.
That's okay, Frankie. What's another sandwich? Tell them the history of that. It's been a while since we had you on. It means good eats, but then you ended up doing a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. But right when I first opened, the first week, some drunk guy came in, and I have a Mangia Benny painted on my wall.
Right.
And it means good eats in Italian. And the guy said, I want that Mangia Bunga sandwich.
Yeah.
And he started arguing with my guys, because I've eaten that sandwich, and we were like, we don't have that. That means good eats, you know? So that night we sat there after work, and I said, let's make that son of a gun a Mangia Benny. And so I came up with the sandwich.
Mangia
Benny. And it's my number one seller, and we all yell Mangia Benny. It's a riot. A lot of fun. I've been rolling pork steaks out lately. I mean, I'm doing them every day. You can cut them with a spoon. They're awesome. Great big son of a gun.
Yep.
And I also have my new pork burnt ends. And I'm the only person that I know of in St. Louis that's selling pork burnt ends.
I had that yesterday.
She had that yesterday.
That was amazing. Those were they were absolutely the best I've ever had.
Ray, I really love this girl.
And she's pretty, too. She's a cowgirl. She got lots of cows.
Yeah, crazy cow lady.
Yeah. Crazy cow lady, she calls herself.
Yeah. I'm old cowboy. Yeah.
I cooked some of the burger this morning early and put them on a biscuit, and I want to tell you the texture was different when I cut it, and it's unbelievable. Wait till you try this burger, Frankie. You're going to love this burger.
I'll have it this afternoon. That's what I'm going to do for lunch.
Now, you got a big old smoker down there at Smoky Mo's, in case you're just joining us. We're talking to Frank Emo, Mr. Mo, of course, at Smoky Mo's. And tell us a little bit about the ribs that you do.
Oh, they're just good.
There you go.
Great.
That summed it up, didn't it?
Great.
I mean, they are. They're doggone good ribs now.
And the sides. Take us through a little bit of the sides. We know the ribs are great. What about some of the sides?
Right.
I think people are
starting. Oh, I do broccoli casserole. I do all my sides, make them in-house every day. Broccoli casserole, glazed carrots. I have awesome collard greens.
Potato salad.
Pasta salad, slaw, homemade applesauce. I do a spicy corn. It's really good.
Yep. I love the beans. I love the beans.
The beans are amazing, and I have real pork in them, you know?
Yep. I told the guys yesterday when we was at the restaurant, I said, when Frankie was getting ready to open Smoky Mo's here, I was up at the ranch at his place, And he almost exploded me. He kept feeding me, try this. What do you think of this? What do you think of this? I said, he almost killed me. But, man, it was good. And then,
yeah, you were one of my field testers.
Yeah. I'm Smoky Mo Pro Staff, buddy.
There you go, right?
What Bogger Bogger?
When he said his pork steaks, these things my mom had, and she said, well, I need a knife. And
she didn't need a knife.
The one guy goes, if you need a knife, we'll get you another one. And she ate it, and she basically pulled it apart with the fork and with the spoon, and she made me call Frank and say, that is the most tender that she's had in her 93 years. That's the best she's ever had.
So, Frank, we're in line at Smoky Mo's yesterday. We're getting our food, right? We're ordering it. What do you want for sides? You know, forget diets, right? We're at Smoky Mo's. We're throwing the stuff on a platter. Tiny Tim, the talking, thinking woodsman, gets up there and says, I'll have a salad. Your guys absolutely wrecked him over to Coles. It was awesome. They gave him crap. They gave him crap all the way through the line, and he was sitting at the table, and they were still giving him crap. A salad at Smoky Mo's?
Oh, no. He had his head down. Huh?
Yeah, it was great. He did eat some ribs, and he got in the ribs, and then we caught him eating French fries, and then he got into the nachos. So diet went away, buddy. We was waiting on Brian Clark, who's here in the studio with us from Ray Ray's, who was late as usual. We had the guys make us a big old nachos with all the stuff on it, and we put some French fries on there and put it in the middle of the table. It wasn't pretty, Frank. It was not pretty. It was not pretty, buddy. Some information how they can get a hold of Smoky Mo's. Tell us where you're at and where people can come down and get some good food.
Yeah, you can go on the world web and type in Smoky Mo's, STL, BBQ, and we have a beautiful website. We cater.
Yep.
If you guys need any catering jobs, we're doing a lot of that now. That's awesome. Or just come see us at 606 Jeffco in Lower Arnold.
It's in Arnold, Missouri, right there before you cross the river going north on the right-hand side, just past Fox Schools. You can't miss it. And Matty G would like to know when you're going to cater back to the radio station. He misses you feeding him ribs.
All right. When do you want to do it?
See there? See there, Matt? He's in. He's going right on, right on.
I like my radio.
Yeah. All righty, Frankie. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy. I miss seeing you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you guys for coming in yesterday, and thank you for having me on the show, and
absolutely.
God bless America.
God bless America, my friend. Thank you, Frankie.
All right.
Thank
you, brother.
Smoky Mo's, the hitman, Frankie Emo, Mr. Mo. What?
When we were talking about when we did the show down there that one day, and I was asking these azizas he brought out, and they tasted, just had so much flavor to it, and I go, where do you get those? He goes, here. No, who do you buy them from? I don't. What? He makes those himself.
Well, we were set up doing the remote. We go on the air at 7 o'clock, and he's cooking on the grill, making us breakfast burgers and cheese, and bringing out hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of samples, and just fed everybody. And then we got all done with the radio show. He opened up the regular restaurant and said, "Come on, get in line." After he fed us all morning, he almost killed us. All right, we need to take a break.
Unbelievable.
Good stuff. All right, we'll see y'all on the other side.